Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
azeotrope. Now, azeotrope is really a chemical concept which says that you can only distill something to a certain purity because that has the a mixture evaporates with it. A mixture has the lowest boiling point. So when you're heating something up and you want to evaporate off, the evaporate is a mixture. So you can never purify it beyond there. It's something you really learn. And it's one of these concepts is sort of a little buried away, and I thought I'd refresh my memory on it. Nothing better than reading a Wikipedia article. I don't know what it is. Sometimes they're badly written, sometimes they repeat themselves a couple of times as azeotropes, but there's a the vapor liquid equilibrium for 2-propanol water showing the azeotropic behavior. Unfortunately, it's not printed out that very well, but it shows that there's a point there where it goes to maximum concentration. Let's read about that. Azeotrope, or a constant boiling mixture. Okay, so the mixture boils. Is a mixture of 2 or more liquids whose proportions cannot be altered or changed by simple distillation. I don't know this particularly because you can get higher concentration alcohol, pure alcohol, but you've got to add toluene in it. So a lot of people steal the alcohol to add to drinks, which is okay, but they add this killer carcinogen with it. This happens because when the azeotrope is boiled, vapor of the same proportions and constituents as the unboiled mixture. Because the composition is unchanged by distillation, azeotropes are also called, especially in older texts, constant boiling point mixtures. Some azeotrope mixtures or pairs compounds are known, and many azeotropes of 3 or more compounds are also known. In such a case, it's not possible to separate the components by fractional distillation. There are 2 types of azeotropes: minimum boiling point azeotropes and maximum boiling point azeotropes. A solution that shows greater positive deviation from Rowett's law, so we've got to find out what that is, forms a minimum boiling azeotropes at a specific composition. For example, ethanol and water mixture obtained by fermentation of sugar on fractional distillation leads to solution contains approximately 95% by water ethanol. Once this composition has been achieved, the liquid vapor have the same composition and no further separation occurs. A solution that shows a large negative deviation from Rowett's law forms a maximum boiling azeotrope at a specific composition. Nitric acid and water is an example of this class of azeotrope. This azeotrope has an approximate composition of 68% nitric acid and 32% water by mass, with a boiling point of 120 degrees Celsius. So I don't quite understand what Rowett's law is, so hopefully this will get to me. The etymology, the term azeotrope is derived from the Greek words of boil and turning. The prefix a is to give an overall meaning, no change on boiling. So zeotrope means turning, a trope. Let me see, pause used to be a word. The term was coined in 1911 by the chemists John Wade and Richard William Merriman. Negative and positive azeotropes. Each azeotrope has a characteristic boiling point. A point of an azeotrope is either less than the boiling temperature of its constituents, a positive azeotrope, or greater than the boiling point of any of its constituents, a negative azeotrope. Oh, well, that's interesting. So, boiling point is less than the boiling point of any of its constituents. Negative. So if it's positive, I have to find that a bit hard to understand. Well-known example of a positive azeotrope is 95.63% ethanol and 4.37% water by mass, which boils at 87.2 degrees Celsius. Now, which I don't quite understand a characteristic. So that's the boiling point is either less than the boiling point of its constituents, which is a positive azeotrope. Okay, that makes sense. Indeed, 87.2 degrees is the minimum temperature at which any ethanol water solution can boil at atmospheric pressure. In general, a positive azeotrope boils at a lower temperature than any other ratio of its constituents. Positive azeotopes are also called minimum boiling mixtures or pressure maximum azeotropes. So, if I add that much alcohol, that's the lowest point. So, if it's a more pure alcohol, it will have a higher boiling point. I just can't really see. If that's the lowest boiling point mixture, that will boil away. In general, negative azeotropes boil at higher temperature than the ratio of the constituents. Negative azeotropes, also called maximum boiling mixtures or pressure minimum azeotropes. An example of a negative azeotrope is hydrochloric acid, concentration of 20.2% acid, the rest water. Hydrogen chloride boils at minus 87 degrees and water at 100 degrees, but the azeotrope boils at 110 degrees, which is higher than either of its constituents. I'm just really trying to think what that all means. I wonder what the chemistry of it is. Maximum temperature at which the hydrochloric acid boils is 110 degrees. Other examples is sulfuric acid, 338 degrees. Wow. Sulfuric acid, 120 degrees. Perchloric acid, which I've forgotten what this is, and hydrofluoric acid, at 111 degrees. Homogeneous and heterogeneous azeotropes. So, I'm just really trying to yeah, this is a bit beyond me. If the constituents of a mixture is completely immiscible in all portions with each other, the type of azeotrope is called homogeneous azeotrope. For example, the amount of ethanol can be mixed with any amount of water to form a homogeneous solution. If the constituents are not completely immiscible, an azeotrope can be formed inside the immiscibility gap. This type of azeotrope is called a heterogeneous azeotrope, heterozootope. Heterozootope distillation will have two liquid phases, for example, acetone, methanol, chloroform, and intermissible boiling saddle acetrope. No God. For example, if equal volumes of chloroform, water soluble 0.8 grams per 100 milliliter at 20 degrees, and water are shaken together and left to stand, the liquid is separated into two layers. Analysis of the layers show the top is mostly water with a small amount of chloroform dissolved in it, and the bottom layer is mostly chloroform with a small amount of water dissolved in it. If the two layers are heated together, the system of layers boils at 53.3 degrees, which is lower than either boiling point of chloroform or boiling point of water. The vapor consists of 97% chloroform and 3% water, regardless of how much liquid each liquid layer is present, provided both layers are indeed present. If the vapor is recondensed, the layers will reform to condensate and will do so at a fixed ratio, which in this case is 4% volume of the top layer and 95.6 of the bottom layer. Such a system of solvents is called a heterozootope, are always minimum boiling point mixtures, which is really interesting. If I have a system of chloroform and water, I add the two together, it will go to it'll separate out because it's at lower energy. It's got a low concentration and a high concentration of chloroform preference. That is interesting. I wish I understood that. That's getting got my head really spinning. Azeotropes consisting of two constituents are binary azeotropes, such as diethyl ether and halothane. A mixture once commonly used in anesthesia, for example, benzene and hexafluorobenzene, is a double binary isotope. While azeotropes consisting of three constituents are called ternary isotopes, acetone, methanol, chloroform. Azeotropes of more than whose constituents are also known. Zeotropy. Combination of solvents that do not form an azeotrope when mixed in any proportion are said to be zeotropic. Azeotropes are useful in separating zeotropic mixtures. An example, acetic acid and water will not form an azeotope. Despite this, it is very difficult to separate pure acetic acid, boiling point 118.1 degrees, from a solution of acetic acid and water by distillation alone. As progressive distillation produces solutions with less and less water, each further distillation becomes less and less effective at removing the remaining water. Distilling a solution to dry acetic acid is therefore economically impractical. But ethyl acetate forms an azeotrope with water and boils at 70 degrees. By adding ethanol acetate to as an entrainer, it is possible to distill away all the acetrope and leave nearly pure acetic acid as a residue. Well, that's what I do with pure alcohol. I put some toluene in it. So I just... That's just... It's doing my head in. I wish I could understand a bit more. Mechanism. Condition of existence. Conditions relates activity coefficients in the liquid phase to the total pressure and vapor pressure of the pure components. And so, Raoult's law is simply that you've got a... that your ratio of... your weighting ratio is your weighting ratio of temperatures. So if it's 20% water and 80% alcohol, it's the alcohol boiling point by 80.8 times the water boiling point by 0.6, by 0.2, sorry. The condition relates activity coefficient, azeotropes can form only when mixtures deviate from Raoult's law. The equality compositions in liquid phase and vapor phases in vapor-liquid equilibrium, Dedlin's law of equality of pressure for total pressure being equal to the sum of partial pressures of real mixtures. In other words, Raoult's law predicts vapor pressures So I've just been eaten alive by a mosquito, and this mosquito was just absolutely full of blood. I just wanted to squish it, but I couldn't. Okay, so more simply, Raoult's law per law of molecules, constituents of each other the same degree as to themselves. For example, constituents X and Y, then X sticks to Y with roughly equal energy as X does with X, and Y does with Y. So-called positive deviation from Raoult's law results when constituents have a disaffinity for each other. That is, X sticks to X and Y sticks to Y better than X sticks to Y. This is because this results... Oh, okay. So they prefer a little bit to stick to each other. Well, that sort of makes sense. This is because... this results in mixture having less total affinity with the molecules than the pure constituents. They more readily escape stuck together phase, which is to say the liquid phase and to the vapor phase. When X and Y sticks more aggressively than X does X and Y does Y, the result is a negative deviation to Raoult's law. This case is because the molecules of the mixture are sticking together more than the pure constituents. They are more reluctant to escape stuck together phase. That is interesting. So I think I understand that. Okay, so it's page 306. So it is also interesting about the actual dynamics of something escaping. It's the conservation of momentum and escaping. When the deviation is great enough to cause maximum and minimum, the vapor pressure versus composition function, its maximal concentration at that point, the vapor will have the same composition as the resulting azeotrope, even though that vapor is not of a diatomic, it's of water and alcohol. The ejection diagram illustrates total vapor pressure of three hypothetical mixtures of X and Y. The temperature at the plot is assumed to be constant. The center is a trace line which Schweil's law predicts the ideal mixture. In general, solely mixtures of chemical similar solvents such as n-hexane and n-heptane form nearly ideal mixtures that come close to obeying Raoult's law. The top trace illustrates a non-ideal mixture that has a positive deviation from Raoult's law, whereas the total combined vapor pressure since X and Y is greater than what's predicted by Raoult's law. The top trace deviates sufficiently that there is a point on the curve that is tangent to the horizontal. Whenever a mixture has a positive deviation and has a point that's tangent to the horizontal, the composition is a positive azeotrope. So that sort of makes sense. If that's well, that would be interesting. So that's very interesting, that mixture there that breaks up into two mixtures. That's chloroform and water. It goes across there. I don't know whether that this banks a tangent to the horizontal. I'm just going to get. Oh, you stupid thing! I'm just trying to get these absolutely aggressive mosquitoes about the place. Minimum boiling point or positive azeotropes. The boiling and recondensation of a mixture of two solvents changes of chemical state. As such, they are best illustrated. Oh, far out. Gosh, I'm just in a phase diagram. The pressure is held constant. The two variable parameters are temperature and composition. The composition and the temperature at which it boils? I know the boil. Composition and temperature, it's vapor and liquid only. The phase diagram on the right is a positive azeotrope of hypothetical constituents X and Y. The bottom trace illustrates the boiling temperatures at various compositions. Below the bottom trace, only a liquid phase is in equilibrium. The top trace illustrates the vapor composition above the liquid at a given temperature. Above the top trace, only the vapor is in equilibrium. Between the two traces, liquid and vapor phases exist simultaneously in equilibrium. For example, heating 25% X and 75% Y mixture to a temperature AB would generate vapor composition of B over liquid composition of A. The azeotrope is a point of the diagram where the two curves touch. The horizontal and vertical steps down the path of repeated distillation. Oh, that's interesting. I can sort of see how that operates. The shape of the curves require the vapor B is rich in the constituent X than the liquid at point A. The vapor is physically separated by a vapor liquid equilibrium system and cooled to point C. Where it recondenses, the resulting liquid at point C is now richer than X, at which point B. Composition and temperature. Oh, yeah, okay. The stepwise progression shows how repeated distillations can never produce a distillate richer constituent X than the azeotrope. Note, the starting point to the right azeotrope point results in the same stepwise crossing. There you go. Maximum boiling point or negative azeotrope. A phase diagram on the right shows the negative azeotrope for ideal constituents X and Y. Again, the bottom trace illustrates boiling temperature at various compositions. Again, below the bottom trace, the mixture must be entirely liquid phase. The top trace again illustrates the condensation temperature of various compositions, and again, above the top trace, the mixture must be entirely vapor phase. At the point A, shown, there is a boiling point. The composition is chosen very nearly to the azeotrope. The vapour is collected at the same temperature at point B. The vapour is cooled, condensed and collected at point C. Because the example is of a negative azeotrope rather than a positive one, the distillate is further from the azeotrope original liquid mixture. So the distillate is poorer constituent X and richer in constituent Y than the original mixture. Because the process has removed a greater fraction of X from the liquid than it originally had, the residue must be poorer in X and richer in and Y distillation. If a point A is chosen to the right of the azeotrope rather than the left, the distillate to the point would be farther to the right, which is to say the distillate will be richer in X and poorer in Y. So in this case too, the distillate moves away from the azeotrope and the residue moves towards it. Oh, there you go. This characteristic of negative azeotropes, no amount of distillation, however, can make either distillate or residue arrive at the opposite side of the azeotrope of the original mixture. This is a characteristic of all azeotropes. Okay, so, in both cases, you go to the azeotrope. Traces. The traces of the phase diagram separate whichever composition of the vapour differs from the composition of the liquid at the same temperature. Suppose that the total compositions were 50-50. You could make a composition using just 50% or 50/50% vapour and 50% of 50%/50% liquid. But you could also make it from 83.33 and of 45/15% vapor and 16% of 75/25% liquid, as well as many other combinations. The separation of the two traces represents the range of combinations the liquid and vapor will reach the total composition. Temperature and pressure dependence. For both the top and bottom traces, the temperature point of the azeotrope is a constant temperature chosen for the graph. Its ambient pressure is controlled to be equal to the total vapor pressure of the azeotropic mixture. Then the mixture will boil at this fixed temperature. Vapor pressure is both pure liquids as well as the mixtures is sensitive function of temperature. As a rule, vapor pressure of a liquid increases nearly exponentially as a function of the temperature. If the graph were replotted for a different fixed temperature, then the total vapor pressure at the azeotropic composition will certainly change. But it's also possible that the composition at which the azeotrope occurs will change. This implies the composition of an azeotrope will be affected by the pressure chosen at which to boil the mixture. Ordinary distillation is done at atmospheric pressure, but with proper equipment, it is possible to carry out distillation at a wide variety of pressures, both above and below the atmospheric pressure, obviously. Okay, this is 3.6. This is slowly getting in. If two solvents can form a negative azeotrope, then distillation of any mixture of those two constituents will result in a residue being closer to the composition of the azeotrope than the original mixture. For example, if a hydrochloric acid solution contains less than 2% hydrogen chlorine, boiling the mixture will leave behind a solution which is richer in hydrochloric acid than the original. If the solution initially contains more than 20.6% hydrogen chloride, the boiling will leave behind a solution of poorer in hydrogen chloride than the original. Boiling of any hydrochloric acid solution long enough will cause the solution left behind to approach the azeotropic ratio. On the other hand, if two solvents can form a positive azeotrope, then the distillation of any mixture of those constituents will result in the residue away from the composition of the azeotrope for the original mixture. For example, which is interesting, a 50% mixture of ethanol and water is distilled once. The distillate is 80% water, 80% ethanol, and 20% water, which is closer to the azeotropic mixture of the original, which means that the solution left behind will be poorer in ethanol. Distilling the 80% to 20% mixture produces a distillate that is 87% ethanol and 13% water. Further repeated distillations will produce mixtures that are progressively closer to the isotopic ratio of 95% to 44.5%. No numbers of distillation will ever result in distillation that exceed the isotopic ratio. Likewise, when distilling a mixture of ethanol and water that is richer in ethanol than the isotope, the distillate, contrary to intuition, will be poorer in ethanol than the original, but still richer in the isotope. That's interesting. I really wish I could quite understand that. I'm feeling a bit tired at the moment, but let's see if I can keep going. Distillation is one of the primary tools of chemists and chemical engineers used to separate mixtures of their constituents. Because distillation cannot separate constituents of an azeotrope, the separation of azeotrope mixture, called azeotrope breaking, is a topic of considerable interest. Indeed, this difficulty has led some early investigators to believe that azeotropes were actually compounds of the constituents. But there are two reasons for believing that this is not the case. One is that the molar ratio of the constituent of the azeotrope is not generally a ratio of small integers. For example, the azeotrope formed by water and acetonitrile contains 2.2353 moles, or 9/4 of the relative of error, or just 2% of acetonitrile for each mole of water. A more compelling reason for believing azeotropes are not compounds is this, as discussed later in the section, that the composition of an azeotrope can be affected by pressure. Contrast with pure compound, compound dioxide, for example, where 2 moles of oxygen and each mole of carbon, no matter what pressure observed, that azeotropic composition can be affected by pressure suggests that it means such a mixture can be separated. Pressure swing distillation. A hypothetical azeotrope constituents X and Y shown in the adjacent diagram. Two sets of curves on the phase diagram, one for arbitrary chosen for low pressure and the other arbitrary chosen for high pressure. The composition of the azeotrope is substantially different from the high to low pressure pots. The goal is to separate X in a high concentration as possible, starting from point A. Right. Yes, I can see, because they're positive azeotropes, you can actually do something like that. Oh, they're negative ones there, sorry. At low pressure, it's possible to progressive distillation to reach to distillate point B, which on the same azeotrope as A. Note that the successive distillation steps near the azeotrope composition exhibit very difference in the boiling temperature. If the distillate is now exposed to high pressure and boils at C, from C, by progressive distillation, it's possible to distillate to get point D. This is exposed again to low pressure, boiling point of E, which is the opposite side of the low pressure azeotrope. So, by means of pressure swing, it's possible to cross over a low pressure azeotrope. When the solution boiled at E, this distillate is poorer in X than the residue E. This can mean the residue of X is richer in X than the distillate at point E. Instead of progressive distillation, can produce a residue of X. Which in excess required. Okay. In summary, 1. Low pressure rectification A to B. Rectification, the distillate or tops, is retained and exhibits increasing lower boiling point. High pressure rectification C to D, stripping the residue or bottoms, is retained and exhibits increasingly higher boiling point. Low pressure stripping E to target purity. Note both azeotropes above have positive or minimum boiling type. Care must be taken to ensure the correct component of the separation step is retained, i.e. binary phase envelope diagram boiling point curve must be clearly read. The mixture of 5% water and 95% tetrahydrofurane, for example, is an azeotrope that can be economically separated using pressure swing. A swing in this case between 1 atmosphere and 8 atmosphere. By contrast, the composition of the water ethanol azeotrope discussed earlier is not affected enough by pressure to be easily separated using pressure swings, and instead an entertainer may be added with either modifies the azeotrope composition and exhibits immiscibility with one of the components, or extractive distillation may be caused. So it is really interesting that things cannot be mixed. It it doesn't like ratio so much, like chloroform. That's really interesting. Azeotrope distillation. Another method of separation involves introducing an additional agent called an entertainer, which will affect the volatility of one of the azeotrope's constituents more than the other. When the entertainer is added in a binary azeotope to form a ternary azeotope, the resulting mixture is distilled, a method called azeotrope distillation. The best known example is benzene or cyclohexane to water ethanol azeotrope. Well, there you go. This is true. So we had a big Winchester of alcohol stolen from our lab, and the police came in, and we said, oh, we don't, you know. The cyclohexane is the entertainer. The ternary acetope is 7% water and 17% ethanol and 16% cyclohexane. Boils at 62.7 degrees. Just enough hexahexane is added to the water ethanol acetope to engage all the water in the ternary into a ternary acetope. When the mixture is then boiled, the acetope evaporates, leaving a residue composed almost entirely of the excess ethanol. Isn't that amazing? So you can make pure ethanol that way. So this is true. I didn't quite understand that, but I do remember that police coming into our lab and we're saying, oh, well, the problem is that it is pure ethanol, but it's got this, it's got the entertainer in it. You'll entertain it. Chemical action separation. Another type of entertainment is the one that has strong affinity for one of the constituents. Using again as example, water ethanol azeotrope, liquid can be shaken with calcium oxide, which reacts strongly with the water to form a non-volatile compound, calcium hydroxide. Nearly all the calcium hydroxides can be separated by filtration and the filtrate distilled to obtain pure ethanol. More extreme example of the azeotrope is 1.2% water and 98.8% diethyl ether. Ether holds the last bit of water so tenaciously that only a very powerful desiccant such as sodium metal can be added to the liquid phase to get completely dry ether. Anhydrous calcium chloride is used as a desiccant for drying a wide variety of solvents since it is inexpensive and does not react with most aqueous solvents. Well, anhydrous calcium chloride, that's just basically road salt. Chloroform, for example, is a solvent that can be effectively dried using calcium chloride. Well, there you go. That's interesting. Oh, wow. This is three-dimensional. When a salt is distillation using dissolved salt, when a salt is dissolved in a solvent, it always has the effect of raising the boiling point of that solvent, that it decreases the volatility of the solvent. When a salt is readily soluble in one constituent mixture but in the other, the volatility of the constituent in which it's soluble decreases and the other constituent is unaffected. In this way, for example, it's possible to break the water ethanol azeotrope by dissolving potassium acetate in it and distilling the result. Oh, there's all different ways of doing it. Extractive distillation. Extractive distillation is similar to azeotrope distillation, except that in this case, the entertainer is less volatile than any of the azeotrope's constituents. For example, the azeotrope of 20% acetone and 80% chloroform can be broken by adding water and distilling the result. The water form a separate layer in which the acetone preferably dissolves. The result is that the distillate is richer in chloroform than the original azeotrope. Pre-evaporation, other membrane methods. The pre-evaporation method uses a membrane that is more permeable to one of the constituents than the other to separate the constituents of the acetrope as it passes from the liquid to vapor phase. The membrane is rigged to lie between the liquid and the vapor phases. Another membrane method is called vapor permeation. Oh shit, I'm just really bitten by these mosquitoes, come on. They're so slow, yet you can't swap them. Okay, that's interesting. complex systems. The rules for positive and negative isotropes apply in all examples discussed so far, but there are some examples that don't fit into categories of positive and negative isotropes. The best known of these is a ternary isotope formed by 30% acetone, 47% chloroform, and 23% methyl, which boils at 57.5 degrees Celsius. A pair of these constituents form a binary isotope, but chloroform methanol and methanol acetone both form a positive isotope, while chloroform acetone forms a negative isotope. The resulting ternary isotope is neither positive nor negative. Its boiling point falls between the boiling points of acetone and chloroform, so it is neither maximum or minimum boiling point. This type of point is called a saddle isotope. Only systems with three or more constituents can form a saddle isotope. A rare type of complex binary isotope is one where the boiling point and condensation point curves, crosses, and touches at two points in the phase diagram. Such a system is called double azeotrope and will have two azeotropic compositions and boiling points. For example, water and N-methyl-ethyl-ethylene-diamine, whatever that is. Okay, well, that's really interesting. So this is really tells you about it. And I now know about Entertainer. I will have to really go and possibly read that three or four times to get it into my head. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.